Welcome to Argue Bros, the podcast that gives you multiple perspectives on today's hottest topics. Hosted by Nico Pingin, Fred in Progress, and Jess Freeman. If you're looking for some inspiration from and for normal people, or simply want to know the bros a little more, you better open up your mind to the fresh perspective that's coming your way right now.
And now, welcome to the next episode of Argue Bros, where you have Nico Pingin, Jess Freeman, and Fred in Progress in the building. How y'all doing today?
Hello.
Hello. Good night. It's a good night.
Hello. You know, ain't it so dope to be in America where you're allowed to, like, laugh, unlike in North Korea, where laughing is banned for the next couple of days?
I didn't even know they had the energy to laugh. I thought they were starving.
Man. Oh, my Lord. Dude, when I first saw that, I was like, what?
Is it messed up that when I think of North Korea, I think of that James Franco movie, The Interview?
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. But what if it's a very, I think it's
I've
very
never seen
close to reality.
Of North Korea other than that movie, bro.
Me neither, but I think it's really close to reality when you think about it. How it
I don't
want to
say that. I don't want to say that just because I've never been there, but I have done some quick Google searches.
No, you gotta visit, bro.
It looks interesting.
That's number one on your visit itinerary.
No, I can't visit there because first of all, I'm black. Second of all,
hey, Dennis Rodman, when? What you talking about?
Hold up. That's Dennis Rodman, bro. I wasn't a NBA player, superstar. Oh,
okay. Yeah, that's different.
Second of all, I laugh in awkward situations, intense situations.
Oh my Lord.
If somebody be like, hey, as soon as I get off the plane, all I hear is a little kid, nigger.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, I'm going to look at a little kid like, somebody get this kid. Yeah. As I say, somebody get this kid, they're like, nigger, arrested. I'm like, fuck.
Now, that's kind of crazy. The fact that that movie showed a lot of how it actually might be. Because think about it, in that movie, everybody was really serious whenever the dictator was like in the room and did, you know, whatever, made orders. And then now you have a decree stating that you're not able to laugh for 11 days because the previous dictator, which is the current one's father, passed away like a couple years ago. It's like, dude, you're going to still be honoring that? Like, what?
All right, let me be real here, though. In the past, and I mean hundreds of years ago, that would be some normal kingdom shit. You feel me? Yeah, like you ain't laughing when my king, when the past king just died, the heavenly father of this kingdom here just passed away. We will be in mourning. The whole country is in mourning. Like everybody wearing white.
Dang, bro.
You ain't nobody eating meat. Like they that was pretty normal.
Man, that actually sounds like it makes sense.
They just run a country like a terrible kingdom.
Is that where holidays come now? Like MLK Jr. Day and stuff like that? Like, somebody deceased, so we gotta be very respectful?
Yeah, duh. Or as long as the...
We kind of have a different kind of rule. Like,
Hold up.
It's more futuristic.
Do they have, like, phones and, like...
No, they're in North Korea?
You know what I mean? I mean, I think
yeah,
they do, right?
Those are obviously real questions.
I mean, the ones who live in the fake cities do, I assume.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, not like phones they can use to communicate outside to the outside world. I don't even know if they have satellite dishes or towers to communicate.
All I know is that they have one popular city.
The main one?
That's a stage city. That literally everyone there is actors from all the news and conspiracies.
Oh, that's the city where all the news is done, right?
Yeah, okay, where all the visitors go and so that.
So, all right. So, my further question was, if they do have internet and cell phones and all that good stuff, if they type LOL, would they get arrested?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, LMAO, LML.
I mean,
you know, I'd be hearing that they have to use cryptic discussions when they talk.
What about emojis? You can't use emojis?
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to use emojis. Like, I think you're only limited to like two or three emojis per message.
Certain haircuts. They don't have emojis.
Why yeah, like smile. You. Was the past dictator smileless? He never smiled. I don't get it.
I think it might be the fact that when you smile and laugh,
when man got to be sad right now. He just
exactly.
Everyone must mourn. It's a mourning rule. That's all. That's why I'm like, I understand like today's standard plus all the negative about North Korea right now. I understand. I completely understand, folks. But
it's tough.
Back into like the kingdom times and the more medieval times, when a king passed away and the son wanted to mourn the father, everyone, the whole kingdom, that, they didn't even have to pass a rule.
Yeah, but the normal. But then you'd have a farmer like me in the country that'd be laughing my butt off every day, not caring.
And yeah, if it, yeah, you can get just like in any time. If without a, if nobody sees, it's cool. But let a let a guard come by, bro. You can be a dead farmer.
Oh my exactly. Lord.
That's
all I'm saying,
bro. That's just another rule to allow genocide.
Oh my Lord. Do you think they take my land like that?
No, they take your head and your land. What you talking about?
No, no, they'll just kill you. They don't need your land. Your land is already theirs.
Man, that's tough, man. Because when you think about it, how often do you laugh? Like, I mean, for me, I laugh every like 5 seconds.
Literally.
I don't know.
Settle subconscious laugh, no lie.
Like, would you have to be going against your human nature while you're in a room with like a guard or with somebody that could be a snitch?
Bro, that'd be fun.
Yes, because you say smile. When you try to break ice, you
No, but you got a mask on, you know what I'm saying? COVID. Or you could pass it off as a cough.
I don't think the North Koreans are masking up for COVID. I don't think they're masking up over there. I don't think so.
I don't know. We got to do something. We got. Hold up.
Google North Koreans wear masks. I don't think masks are like the top priority list of what they're doing out there.
Do they even have COVID? That's what I want to know. Because aren't they closed off to the world?
Bro, I'm pretty sure they got COVID. I mean,
like, how can they get COVID if they're closed off to the world?
We won't know. They get transportation. Where do you think? How do you think they get materials?
Transportation from who? From where? Which
other countries that are part of?
They trade. Hold on, you're telling me that other countries trade with North Korea?
South Korea's been doing a little trade with them. China been doing.
Nah, for real?
Yeah, a few countries been doing this trade.
I thought they were isolated from everybody.
No, they're connected. They're not an island. They're connected to the land, and the people whose land they're connected to is not North Korea coming to their land, and so they have to give North Korea stuff. It's trading. It's full of politics. They can stay on the front and they don't
give them. I didn't know that they were doing that.
We think about we could do some research afterward and present some evidence. Yes, they do that.
Just pull that up. Hold up.
It is out, guys. This is from December 20th, 2021. All right, 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
North Korea reports no COVID cases as Omicron looms large in state media. So the whole North Korea has not one COVID case.
Yeah, because they're closed off.
As Omicron. Hold up. There's also more information saying that North Korea has tested an additional 1,464 people for COVID-19 and found no positive cases, not one. I find that very difficult to believe. Very, very difficult.
I don't find it difficult.
People dying from COVID, you can just go over North Korea.
Why do you not find it difficult?
They're closed off to the world. How can they catch it?
They're not actually closed off to the world.
At all.
So how do you enter? How do you enter?
By them letting them in. They're connected to whole land structure.
I know, but they're closed off to the world, are they not?
Bro, they have business partners. They have shipments go in and out.
They have import and export. Where do you think that comes from?
Literally. It comes from the dirt next to them. That's where Rafi thinks. They get
money in their resources from to continue to survive.
I thought it was all internal.
How the hell can it be internal? Literally. How?
I mean, that's what they've been.
You cannot survive as a government in 2021.
No country can survive on its own internally.
It's really? In today's age, hell no.
Yeah, no. You won't have all the import. You won't have everything needed to survive as a country with all the needs of a civilization.
Oh.
That's why you need the import and export of different communities and different kingdoms and different areas nearby and afar with technology.
Yeah, I do see here that it says that China and North Korea represent 52% of North Korea's imports and 42% of China's exports, which is kind of crazy because now
that... I know, that big.
That's crazy.
China don't care. China got their Uyghur slave camp and they probably got a bunch of slave camps in North Korea we don't know nothing about.
Yeah, but like,
slave them would give us good. Do you think China? You think China runs their people?
The difference is that China runs other people. North Korea runs their own.
No, China runs their people too. They just legally can't run them completely. That's why they run
like
them,
the children
factories. No, I'm talking about. That's why they work in factories and they're born and bred to work 7 days a week and believe in the
Wait, so you're telling me that they have a whole like sections of the country that have people predestined to do a certain subset of like
No, I'm talking about they can't force them to work because it's still a free country, China. I'm saying their entire culture, they have a work culture. Is that you grow up to work
hard. North Korea is who China wants to be. Hours.
But yeah, exactly. China would like without the free, like that's why they're slowly getting more and more of their
But how can they imprison Muslims if they're quote unquote free?
They're not free in American terms of free.
You want to know how they imprison them? Just like how they're doing in Africa. They're giving these small countries very unfair loans. They're considering it.
Mm.
But it's pretty much financial slavitude.
Because
They can't pay it back. Just like they're doing it now.
What ends up happening?
What ends up happening is that they can't pay it back. So now what they're saying is they have to take a piece of their property in return or something like that. So now they own a piece of that country.
Oh, so they were like, what? Go over there and like dig it up and see if there's anything valuable there?
No, not dig it up. They'll take a piece and build some shit that's useful to them. China shit. You know them.
In Africa? Makes them
work out of nothing. Yes, bro.
They already is it happening?
Yes, it's been happening. They haven't countries right now that they are going to trial with because they're trying to take their airport in return because they built a little extension of the airport. And now since they can't fully pay it back, they want to own the whole fucking airport.
This is actually legit. China has a lot of infrastructure.
Bro, they do that to a lot of third world countries.
$100 billion of infrastructure in 2018 alone.
And just by having and I heard just by having one of those small countries like say, yeah, I do business with China, that gives China a worldwide of like 1.8 billion more contracts to start every year. Every year, just one small government like backs them up. They get like 1.8 million extra contracts to them instead of any other country.
I mean, it's kind of crazy though, because if they're giving out those kind of like bad loans and stuff like that, that means that the African nations are going to have a very tough time paying back.
Bro, that's why there's some African people that are suing them, bro. Like they found a modern day way of how to conquer land. That's crazy, bro.
Slavery, yeah.
With money?
With money, loans,
or was it, or is it greed? Politics. Or is it greed?
Oh, you don't know.
Or is it survival?
China's plan.
No, I'm saying like if they're aware of what's coming or what's the negativity, they're thinking that the positive outweighs the risk. I mean, if you were in that situation and you had to like decide whether you die by water and thirst or you have somebody that's foreign that comes to save you, but you just got to give them all your land, which is what I'm assuming might end up happening.
Whoever made those deals are probably bribed.
They might not even say like you owe me the land. It might be like, you know, you can lease the land to us for 250 years. Like it's your land, but you just got to lease it to us for like the next 200 years or whatever. And it's like, you know, and what ends up happening within those 200 years, you know what I'm saying?
And
if they build enough infrastructure in that time period, whose land is it really? Like they're going to have buildings at the bottom. You know what's going to say underneath those buildings? You gonna say made in China.
How do you like it so far? Don't forget to reach out via social media and suggest the next hot topics to argue about.
No, not on the build, not on the bottom. It's gonna be on the sides, like a sticker.
Man, that's gonna be crazy when you imagine going to the motherland, seeing Africa, and then it's like everything is like Chinese.
Made in China, yeah.
Bro, the Chinese, the Russians, and the Koreans, man. They getting aggressive and they getting powerful.
They setting the precedence of how people should be acting. How like people Russia, should Russia be.
Putting pressure on Belarus and everything.
That's how they should be. They should be aggressive like that. Politicians, people who control, you know, power. People who are, you know, on top of their game, that's how they should be. But, you know, in today's day and age, there's a very hard decision that has to be made. Because if you were in that position, you'd have to decide whether you're going to let your people suffer because you have the ego and pride of, you know, now I'm not going to take outside help, or take the outside help, but recognize that you're going to look like a sellout to your people, even though you're just trying to get assistance.
Mm.
Or you're trying to get people paid. You know, China's going to buy up the world little by little. Like, they just have to lease out a space like that. Imagine China does that with every country. They have a leased out space like that in over like 200 countries for 200 years. It's like for the next 200 years, that's like an empire right there. Like, we own every country. We own, you know, 30 to 40% of every country's real estate. Every country is ours. And then they can have like a delegation, and then it's like that delegation is not going to refuse their Olympic invitation. Like, I think it's kind of funny when the Olympics people started to refuse to go to China, and they just started saying, no, we're not going to go there this year. And it's like, from America saying it, every country started to say no. Now it's like there's going to be this huge asterisk on there because China decided to, like, you know, start becoming an aggressive dictatorship by declaring Taiwan is not a country. And how do you guys feel about that? Because I really still don't understand fully, like, the Taiwan being a country and independent, and America being on the border of agreeing if it's an independent country or if it's a part of China.
You're asking the wrong one, my guy.
Because I'm thinking that's where the world war is going to start.
You think that much? You think that much?
Over Taiwan?
Yeah, over Taiwan, or now with this with the Russia incident that's happening, that Russia's trying to invade. Ukraine. Yeah. Like, it's going to be one of those. Because America has nothing to do with these nations, but they're defending those positions heavily.
Yeah, because they're part of NATO, and one chip on the board of the world, chips can easily fall.
Man, you know, it's going to be a tough decision, because China's definitely going to be saying, or Russia's going to be saying, you can either have world peace or you can let me have this country. I feel like both of those countries are going to pull some sort of a stunt like that, especially China was saying, like, we'll stop the exportation to your country. Imagine China says that, like, hey, listen, if you don't let us have Taiwan, no more NBA sneakers, or no more basketball sneakers, no more Apple iPhone, and no more Samsung for the next 3 years. I say, wait, but Samsung is North Korea, and I mean South Korea, and it's like, we control South Korea.
Man, imagine if inflation, how high inflation everything would go.
Man, you'd have to have some crypto. You know what I'm saying? Shout out crypto out there. You know what I'm saying? If you're not in crypto, man, let me tell you about this metaverse real quick. Anyways, but actually talking about investments anyways, you know, and the politicians, isn't it kind of crazy to think that politicians are actually still allowed to invest in private companies? Like, not only that, but the fact that they're creating bills that will either protect or completely destroy those same companies. And yet they have the opportunity to pay for that. Like, they literally have the opportunity to gain insider information from just one sitting with one conversation. You have insider information. You can't go to jail if you're a senator or representative. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah, that's just another reason why I have major distrust with politics. Like, people can say the politics are for you, but at the top, Congress and everybody, they have so many benefits for themselves, and that's why they're in power for so long. Old people all up in there, just living and dying in power, just draped in money, just making decisions that supposedly, if they talk a good game, they're amazing at talking a good game, but somehow it's never for the people.
Oh my God! You seen that? You see that pattern? Man, I thought it was just me.
No.
You just create bills to uplift their friends and their friends' friends' friends.
Mm.
Bullshit, like,
get richer, man.
Like, hey, my son just crashed into this young lady. She was so bright and had a great family, but he accidentally killed her. So, I'm gonna give you $500,000 to just not put that in the news. Okay, thank you.
Man, what? Not even lying. I'm going to pay the judge.
If you look at every politic, they got such a nasty background, or such a accidental or coincidental background. They've had some type of rumors or something come up. If you're a politic, you love acting and lying to people.
I don't know about if they like it. It's part of the job.
No, you love it. No, you have to, because once you... It's like... industry, once you reach a certain level, you have to give a certain piece of you away to get higher.
Yeah, it's like in the NBA, you got to cross somebody and you got to dunk on them. You don't want to do it.
No, no, no. It's not like the NBA. I said it's like the industry, like the music industry. The NBA,
yeah, I know.
Work for a talent.
Yeah, but, you know, politicians believe that manipulating people is one of the best ways.
Just to get donations and approvals and this and that. It's not, bro.
You got to be an A1 actor. You got to be on your game 24/7.
Play the game of favors, basically.
It's like you got to play the game of chess with your real life. And then if you do succeed, you have like, you know, I can see why they would say, what? You would want me to not be able to invest in these companies that I know more about than the common person? But then that would mean that we're equal. That would mean we have access to the same information and I wouldn't have a jump on brand new products that are coming out to market. Why would I want to do that? And it's like, it makes me realize kind of like how these politicians only have like $50,000 to $20,000 or something like that. Like their salary isn't crazy good. It's like $50,000 to like $70,000. But then they can afford like $1 million.
A lot of them making six figures. Let me see what the average.
Nah, like the highest paid congresswoman is Pelosi, and that's $250,000. Everybody else is like $80,000.
She did not get paid $250,000. No way. Plus endorsements and no way.
No, they don't count that. I'm talking about salary. Trust me, that is not taxable, bro. About?
It says the average salary is $174,000. Senators and House representative position, any of them, make $174,000.
Yeah, you're looking at the caucus leaders.
No, I'm looking at any of them.
No, look at any of them.
Look, senators and House representatives.
What he's saying is Google Black.
No, it might have risen because I
look. It says the compensation for most senators, representatives, delegates, and resident commissioners from Puerto Rico is $174,000.
Yeah, the speaker is $250,000. Yeah,
all of them make six figures.
I know. So no, I was mistaking it with the local reps because the local reps, that's how it is. Yeah, but even still, compared to like the people that they're trying to tax, they're trying to tax billionaires. You know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure a billionaire is going to look at you only make $170,000. You're trying to talk to me. Man, if you don't,
they make the vet minimum every year.
They make the what?
They make the vet minimum for congressmen every year because it doesn't change.
I mean, you know, when you're trying to swindle people, because that's just people's tax money. That doesn't count like the donation. That doesn't count like any extra funds or any extra services or products that they might get as an endorsement, or if they get any kind of like stipulations for reimbursements on travel expenses, for, you know, any speeches that they do, for any lobbying that gets done to them, like, hey, we noticed that you're the head leader of this area, or hey, we noticed that you're really close with such and such, would you be down to be lobbied to, or would you be down to vote yes on this bill in exchange of a $10,000 donation to a charity of your choice? But what if that charity of your choice goes right to your pocket?
It's too many games, man. Too many games, man.
And that's the world of politics. But what do you guys think about the Los Angeles Lakers gameplay this season? They just picked up a old vet, but he has a young. Oh,
You can't just give the crypto.com name in there when you're talking about the Lakers. The crypto.com center.
Nah, it's because, you know, Staples Center still holds a special place in my heart. That's why.
Listen, right? as a part owner of the crypto.com, you need to drop that. You need to drop that in the name. The crypto.com owned Lakers Stadium.
Stakeholder.
Dang. Oh my god. Oh, who they pick up though?
But the old vet, young dog, Isaiah Thomas. What do you guys think about that pickup?
Ooh, that's tough, man.
It don't make a big difference. I mean, hooray. IT back in the league. Maybe you can get an actual team together, maybe. Because honestly, the only thing he's in there for is to show off so some other team will pick him up. Because he needs to get off the Lakers.
You think so?
I don't think he's going to fit unless they remove someone else.
Do you still think the image of Lakers versus Nets as a rivalry being reality or no?
No, that died.
I mean, it'll always be a rivalry of LeBron versus KD, but not
Kyrie.
Not their teams. I don't think their team. No, not even Kyrie, because LeBron's always trying to like punk him or whatever.
There got to be a respect for there be a rivalry.
Like with KD and LeBron, it's definitely a rivalry because they're always one and two. They're always trying to outdo each other. So it's always, you know, but the Lakers aren't playing to par. Like AD is injured a lot. And a lot of their players are going through their COVID protocol, so they're not available. They're not playing good. They traded Alex Caruso, who's having like one of the most crazy defensive games as a bench player ever. Like he's going crazy. And then you're going to have IT come in to fill in all these big, big holes. And I don't know if he's willing to step into that hole. I mean, he was able and willing to do so when, you know, in Boston, but now that he's not been in the league, his hip is not that good. He might not be able to play as good and as dynamic. The Lakers are demanding him to drop I would assume for him to drop like 30 to 40 a game or something, but I don't know if he got that in him.
I don't know, man. I feel like at halftime, they doing some Showtime shit for sure.
You know, because he got to be dropping. You know what I'm saying? If he's not dropping, like I just saw his most recent stat, he was 1 for 11.
Bro, at halftime they taking shots.
If you taking a 10-day contract, like think about it.
Shots.
If you have a 10-day contract, you never been on a team. Like, aren't you going to give 120%?
Yeah, but he may be overblowing it, man.
You got one chance.
That's one off night. That's one off night. Who knows? That's crazy, though. How many shots?
On a 10-day contract?
Yeah, I saw Shannon Sharp comment on how close he was. Like, he on a 10-day contract, he'd shoot 10 shots a quarter.
Like, what?
Like, that's, oh, my God. Dang,
yeah, but if you shoot 10 shots a quarter and you only make 4 the whole game and you shot 40,
yikes.
What team is going to want to pick that up? Let me just rephrase it like that. Who wants to pick that up?
I mean, he fit right in with Russell Westbrook.
But man, he had one good game, one bad game. Let's see what he got next.
Yeah, you think Lakers are going to want to see what he has next, though?
Yeah, bro. They're playing that contract out. They need him. There's too many people out missing.
You don't think that they'd rather just pick up someone in the G League?
No. I feel like the people that... There's a lot of great people in the G League, but I feel like the people that already have a contract...
Yo, LiAngelo Ball. We need LiAngelo on the Lakers,
I don't even
bro.
Think Come he's in now. The G League.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he is. What do you mean? Bro, he's right underneath the Hornets G League. What are you talking about?
I'm not sure.
Nah, I'm being for real. He dropped like 25-5.
When?
In like 16 minutes, like 2 or 3 weeks ago. He's playing consistent, but he's not getting a lot of minutes.
I don't think he's playing for the G League. I got to Google it.
Yeah, you got to Google it because you're not up to par. He is cooking in the G League, sir. A lot of people are saying, why is he not being pulled up? But I don't know. I think it might be because he stole in China, guys. Facts. I think the NBA, I'm being for real. Think about it. I think the NBA is like we want to put him in because of, you know, LaMelo Ball. But, you know what I'm saying? China was like, hey, that guy stole from our country, man. That's disrespectful. Don't put him in the game for the NBA, but you could put him in the G League.
LeBron said no.
Yeah. China and LeBron were like, hey.
If he made a deal with Trump, hey, man, I'm going to get all my 3 kids in the league, and they're going to fund your donation for your second run.
Remember, LeVar Ball said he wasn't down for that.
Oh yeah, like yeah, you're right. You're
like
right.
The moment Trump made the call, and then Trump called them like right after releasing them, they're like, "Thank you." Like, what? You wanted us to give you a favor for what? Doing your job as president, man. If you get out in my face with it, that's your job.
Now, yo, LeVar Ball looks like one of those guys.
Yeah, your job is to get my son out of China. You don't get no special favors. Like, so now that we got your son out of China,
let me apply some leverage.
Yeah, like, you gonna give us, give you what? Yeah, we need 3 organs and, you know, it's like, whoa, for what? For doing your job? It's like, whoa, we risk a whole platoon of people. We risk money and resources. We risk our face for you. And your son committed a crime. Come on now. It's like, the least we could do is not, all right, how about this? We don't let your son ever play an NBA game. No matter if he's better than every NBA bench player right now, he's not playing. He'll get the G League salary. He might even make it to the All-Star game. but he won't be allowed to play even on the bench of an NBA game.
Back on a team, probably in like 2-3 years.
But he wasn't even in the G. They wouldn't even let him in the G League for like two.
It's
or three
either gonna
years.
Be LaMelo Ball good, good enough to call the shots on his team. Be like, yo,
like Giannis. Like on some Giannis?
No, that's what I was about to say.
Or Lonzo.
Yeah, if him or Lonzo make it to the conference finals at some point in the next 2 years, they could be like, yo, pull my brother up. What's wrong with you? Bring him over here.
I think it would be more so like Lonzo would have to leave because there's too many stars.
I'm at the point if Giannis had more brothers, the entire team would be Giannis' brothers.
Bro, he got little brothers coming up and they're nastier than him.
One of his brothers is in the G League right now. And he's teammates with one, and then the other one is, and one is the other one is playing overseas, and then another one's a rapper. So theoretically, there could be four Antetokounmpos on one team. Each one plays a different position, but they're all 6'9" and above.
All lengthy, just like running the.
All athletic. They can all jump like 35 inches minimum, and like the youngest one is the one that actually has a shot. And he can jump and do all the other stuff too. That's crazy. It's just like LaMelo being the youngest and the best because he can't do anything that the other three or four can do that play. So he has to develop the shot. He has to be able to fade away. He has to be able to make like thousands of shots before his brothers, because his brothers can just take it to the rack on him anytime he wants to. But, you know, it's kind of crazy, though, how much leverage and power China could potentially have behind the scenes that we have absolutely no idea about. And on top of that, the fact that since they also propagated this whole pandemic and stuff like that, like, I don't know about y'all, but I'm getting so tired of the pandemic. And the fact that I finally hear good news about a potential COVID pill being made. Oh, my Lord.
You think that's good news?
I mean, it's better than getting a jab in your arm.
Man, when people can take the mask off, I think that I need to buy an NFT for the song Mask Off so that way I can own it theoretically and be like,
I mean, you better hurry up because once this episode gets published, that idea is over.
Damn, you're right. I got about a month.
Hey, y'all, just so you know, if you ever hear Fred in Progress mention an idea, please go ahead and do it because this dude is lazy. All those ideas dropped.
If it succeeds, give me just like a 10% cut.
Nah, don't give him nothing. Just give him a shout out and be like, you could have, but you was too lazy. He's like, yeah, this idea came from Fred in Progress from the Arguments, but he just never did.
I just want to know at least it worked. I'm like, yo, did y'all see what I did for that person? I could do it for you. Call me today.
Oh my God.
Call me today. $1,000 an hour. I could tell you that right there. Look at that.
Hey,
I'm going to get mine.
Hey, people think that you're joking, but you actually. People think that you're joking, but you actually do actual stuff like that, right?
Something like that occasionally.
Like, what is that called, though?
More like consulting.
All right, yeah. So guys, that if this is your first time listening, Fred in Progress actually does consulting. He has a dope story on the NicoPenguin.com site where he went through some radical transformations and he made some very tough risks in order to take. Which, talking about risk, back to the COVID, hey, that's a risk I'm willing to take. I'd rather take the risk of a pill than the risk of a jab. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, is it just like one pill? Is it a doses of pills?
I think it was just one pill.
Are we slinging coke?
No, it's not like just one pill. It's like a pill every like week type shit.
No.
We're not turning to zombies if we don't take so many pills a day. Like, what's going
on? I'd rather just be one pill that just eradicates COVID permanently from my body and anytime in the future. And it doesn't genetically modify my genes. Like, that's what I hope it is, right?
So the way I think of this pill when I see it, I think it's like they're going to put it as a...
It's like it said Raccoon City and Resident Evil.
Bro, are they abandoning America? Like, what's going on here, dog?
Returning who created zombie this? Land, bro.
Yeah, who created this pill?
Pfizer.
Man. Yo,
where is my mail?
Is it free, though? Is it free, though? Or you got to pay for it?
I don't know that deep into it. Sorry.
Because if you got to pay for it, because then you got to pay for something that's experimental.
The shot free, but the pill not.
The shot is free.
I'm asking. I don't know.
No, I'm saying if that's the case, then that makes me wary about the shot. Like, damn, they're trying to just jab everybody that's poor, huh?
I wonder how
I might want the paid version. Wait a minute. I might want the one that I got to pay for. Yo. And then maybe I just don't want none of this because, yo, there's too many options. I think the safest route is to just not have that enter my body. But you're gonna be an outcast like this. There was a country, I think it was Austria, where it's like they're starting to like ostracize and like push away. Like if you're not vaccinated, you can't be a member of society. You can't join. You can't join anything
on non-vaccinated people.
3 days. So like what happens after 3 days? Like you're good?
Thing come out. Apparently it was like a 3 day ban. You got to go get vaccinated within that time period or you can't come out.
Oh, so then even after the 3 days, you're permanently banned.
Or what? Would they fucking hang me if I come out?
No. You only can go out for, it was like a 3 day ban that only vaccinated people can go out. Everyone else who non-vaccinated can only go out for main goods and stuff. Otherwise you have to stay in. And the police, I don't know how they police it, like with checking people vaccination cards. I forgot what country did it, but yeah, they did it.
Probably three, man.
I think because the rates were really high in the country. I'm trying to
Isn't that how they did it with the Holocaust? You have to have like a pass as a Jew or something like that until they started like slaughtering them. Then it was like, just like, oh, you're unvaccinated. Why don't you come over here real quick? Like, are you going to
a forced vaccination?
A forced vaccination? Or it's like, well, since you're no longer going to be capable of being a member of society, you know what I'm saying? Might as well just like, you know, that life ain't valid no more. Think about it. Like you mentioned, like what ends up happening if one of these side effects makes us a zombie? Not saying it will. I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking, as an author of Nico Penguin, that what happened? Like everybody that took that, now everybody that took the original jab, are they immune to this current, you know, new zombie?
They're not necessarily immune. What would happen is exactly as we all saw when we were a child watching the series called X-Men. We will turn into different variations of mutants.
I don't think we would have special powers though.
I'm not saying special powers, but exactly, extra limbs or lesser limbs
or a tail,
different pigment.
Also, you do lose limbs with COVID, like they have to cut off your legs sometimes. So, he's right,
really? I thought that was just diabetes.
No, you'll lose circulation legs sometimes.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah, you'll get like very thick blood clots and shit, and you can't get blood flow in certain areas.
You'll have to amputate or you could die if your blood flow can't flow.
Oof,
there's a lot of different crazy complications you can have with COVID.
But yeah, it'll be like the new version X-Men, bro. That's how I feel. Well, not even a new version. It'll be X-Men in real life. Simple as that.
Man, imagine those genes actually get strength. And now that we pretty much discussed, you know, a variety of, you know, not being able to laugh in North Korea, how China's taking over the world, the COVID pill, and politicians being able to buy with insider information. What do you guys have that you're going to promote about your work or any upcoming events or any things that you guys want other people to know that listen?
As we're getting closer to a new year starting, I just would like to say my New Year's resolution, because, you know, we all got to make a resolution that we're not going to complete. It's going to be, I'm going to put out more blog posts this coming year.
You sure?
At least 10 blog posts within 2022 for me. I'm making it real low.
10. Man, that's a high number, man. You only did like 2. 10.
I did one. I did one this year.
No, you did a poem.
Can we get applause? Oh, wait. I did one poem, one blog post. Clap.
Yeah. Yay. Yeah.
Next year, we'll multiply it by 10. Oh, I'm sorry. Next year, we'll multiply it by 10.
Yeah, that's good. That's progress.
Also, last ending note, everyone Google China owns Hollywood. Just Google that. Just do, that's your
home. Use a VPN so that way you don't get, you know what I'm saying? VPN.
Yeah.
VPN.
Yeah, use that. Yeah, use that.
Just Freeman, you got anything?
Blogs and beats, BB, no W's, you know what I mean? Trying to get that still.
Alrighty. Alrighty. So definitely check out everybody's blogs, nicopenguin.com. By the time this episode comes out, there's going to be much more on the website. The website might be redesigned. That's nicopenguin.com. Also, if you liked today's episode, please be sure to comment, like, subscribe. Let us know what you liked, what you didn't, and if there's any specific topic that you wanted to discuss, as well as if you think that China will take over the world. If you think that China will, let us know. If you think that they won't, also let us know. Other than that, Nico Penguin, Argue Bros, we out.
You've been listening to Argue Bros. We hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and leave us a review to let us know what you think. Keep listening and we'll catch up with you next week.